Good evening, everyone. Before Mass, one of our parishioners, who shall be nameless, said to me, "Father, you have to pray for Clemson." And I said, "Well, you know, I like Clemson, but as a priest, I have to remain neutral." She said, "No, you don't. There's nobody from North Carolina here, so in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As we enter the second week of Advent, the themes of exile and return dominate this week's readings. The first reading is from the book of the prophet Baruch. Baruch was the secretary of another more famous prophet, Jeremiah, who lived around 600 B.C. And Jeremiah had opposed the policies of the kings of Judah, policies which led to the disastrous war with Babylon and the deportation of many of the leading citizens of Jerusalem into exile and captivity. Jeremiah had also counseled cooperation with the Babylonians and predicted the return of the Jewish people. But before that could happen, both he and Baruch, who had remained behind in Jerusalem, were kidnapped by Jewish refugees and taken into Egypt, where Jeremiah was killed. Baruch, however, survived and continued to hold his master's views. He wrote to the people of Jerusalem to cast off their robes of mourning and misery and to look east in the direction of Babylon to see the people who had assembled there to be led back from exile, for God had not forgotten his people. Our responsorial psalm is also concerned with the return of the Jewish people from their exile in Babylon. It is the joyful song of those who have been restored from a life of exile and suffering. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with rejoicing. This experience of exile and return also underlies our gospel reading. St. Luke introduces the public ministry of Jesus with the preaching of John the Baptist, and he relates that preaching to the famous passage in Isaiah, a passage which is also echoed in Baruch, where the prophet announces the coming deliverance of the people. "Make ready the way of the Lord, clear him a straight path. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be leveled." Just as in ancient times a herald ran before the chariot of the king to prepare the people for the king's arrival, so Isaiah prophesied that the king would lead his people back from their exile in Babylon across the desert to Judea and Jerusalem. St. Luke takes that impersonal image of a voice crying in the wilderness and applies it to John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus. John himself is the voice of one crying in the wilderness to prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah, the King of Israel. That Messiah, of course, is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was born into our world to rescue us from slavery to sin and death, and to offer us the promise of new and everlasting life. We Christians have this promise, and we believe it with confidence, for we know the great things God has done for his chosen people in the past. And we also know, as St. Paul tells us in the second reading, that he who has begun the good work in us will carry it through to completion, right up to the day of Christ Jesus. Just as Baruch told the people of Jerusalem to stand upon the heights and to look to the east and see your children gathered from the east and west at the word of the Holy One, so we as Christians look east today at Mass, toward liturgical east, that is, toward the altar, where we commemorate the first coming of our Lord and the sacrifice he made for us on the altar of the cross, where we call upon the Holy Spirit to transform the gifts of bread and wine into his true body and blood to nourish and sustain us in faith and hope and love, as we await the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power and glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.